Chapter 16. Twilight was coming on, but Nori was made of sunshine. Dragonhaven was made of sunshine. The world, the mountains, the forest, the universe, all of it was made of sunshine. Why? Because of one adorable times infinity whelp named Rory. Rory was sunshine, in dragon form. Nori had brought Rory to the empty kitten ball court and watched the tiny whelp's first steps. Then, her first flutters. Rory had followed Nori all around the kitten ball green. She tried to eat yarn and rolled on her back for a tummy scratch. When it was time for dinner, Nori had tucked Rory back in the pocket of her hoodie. At the cafeteria, she'd fed the dragon tiny bits of broccoli, some meatball, and several spaghetti noodles. Rory had eaten everything. Now Nori took Rory to the meadow in the evening light. Who cared if Father was uptight and judgy and undad-like? Who cared if he was Snorris the boar and thought a person labeled double talent was more amazing than his own daughter? Nori didn't care. At least, not right now. She had a dragon whelp in her hoodie, and it ate spaghetti. She knew she would get in trouble if anyone saw her with Rory. But she didn't care. She loved her little dragon. The meadow was empty, as she had hoped it would be. The UDM boys were telling ghost stories with Nurse Riley. Marigold, Willa, and Ms. Starr were going over to the river to get a glimpse of the swimming dragons they hadn't seen yet. The Sage kids had cabins that weren't anywhere near the meadow, so Nori didn't think she'd run into them. She set the whelp down on the grass. Rory followed her wherever she walked, wobbling and fluttering. Nori stopped and squatted, wrapping her arms around her knees. She gazed into Rory's lollipop eyes. Rory gazed back adoringly. "Blurp!" Rory trilled in a tone as clear as a bell. "Yes, you are the cutest dragon in the world," Nori cooed. "You want to be mine forever, don't you?" "Blurp, bloop, beep, blurp, bloop, beep," Rory chirped. Maybe Nori could take Rory home with her. Aunt Margot wouldn't mind. Aunt Margot loved animals. Nori would take such good care of Rory. She would teach Rory. Well, she would read up on the things Rory needed to learn. Rory could sleep at the foot of Nori's bed. She could go to school with Nori and cheer during Nori's kitten ball matches. And if anyone was mean to Nori, once Rory got full-sized, those people would run away and never come back. Blurpers grew larger than horses. "And you know what?" Nori said, scooping Rory into her arms. "If you were my dragon, I would never, ever send you away like Father sent me away." A lump formed in her throat. Nori stood up and started walking. Rory perched on her shoulder. Rory's talons were sharp. They dug into Nori's skin, even through the fabric of her sweatshirt. She'd probably have scratch marks, with real scabbed over blood and everything. So what? She didn't care. Wait. What was that in the sky? Her heart stopped. It was Andres. He was high above the treetops and rising. Oh no. Was there anyone with him? That blade guy or some other adult flyer? Nori couldn't see anyone. Andres was flying solo. Only Andres couldn't fly solo. He would go higher and higher until eventually he just... Fear surged through Nori. "We have to save him," she told Rory. Rory chirped and launched off Nori's shoulder. She hovered in front of Nori, her eyes filled with concern. Nori fluxed into a Dritten. Rory trilled with surprise, but still seemed to recognize Dritten Nori. "I can add some elephant later to help Andres," thought Dritten Nori. "I'll need to be bigger to save him." Zoom! Dritten Nori and Rory took off in Andres's direction. Nori flapped as fast as she could. Andres floated farther and farther away. Dritten Nori wasn't flying fast enough. She couldn't go any faster. Poor Andres, she thought. Hold on, poor Andres. I'm trying. I really am. And then he vanished. What? Where was he? He had disappeared into a cloud.